This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. While still in Japan at the G7 summit, U.S. President Joe Biden plainly asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky if Ukraine still held on to this key city of Bakhmut after the private army Wagner announced that it had retaken the city.
I think no. But you have to understand that there is nothing. They destroyed everything. There are no buildings. It's a pity. It's tragedy, but for today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts.
Russia's defense ministry said early Sunday that forces of the Wagner private army, with the support of Russian troops, seized Bakhmut. The 8-month battle for the city in eastern Ukraine is the longest and probably bloodiest of the conflicts in Ukraine. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida met Sunday with Ukrainian President Zelensky after the leader's visit to Hiroshima Memorial Park. Both men laid wreaths earlier at the city's Memorial Park, which is dedicated to the tens of thousands who died in the world's first wartime atomic bomb detonation. Zelensky, who made a dramatic appearance at the Group of Seven summit on Saturday, has been meeting with some of the biggest backers, building momentum for his country's war effort, even as Russia claimed a symbolic victory on the battlefield. In a meeting with Germany's chancellor at the sidelines of the G7, Ukraine's President Zelensky thanked Western allies for the military aid they're providing. And Zelensky's in-person attendance at one of the world's premier diplomatic gatherings is meant to galvanize attention on his nation's 15-month fight against Russia. Even before he landed Saturday on a French plane, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden in Japan at the G7 has been trying to assure world leaders that the United States will not default on its debt, despite a showdown with congressional leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The president was asked if he's worried that debt ceiling talks could fall apart.
Not at all.
While meeting with other world powers at the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden was getting briefed by his staff on the stops and starts in negotiations, which were briefly halted Friday because of disagreements.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
He's cutting his trip short to join in negotiations.
We have a little thing going on at home I got to pay attention to.
Economists say it would be catastrophic if the U.S. defaulted on its debt, which could happen in just days or weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis on Sunday called for warring factions in Sudan to set aside their weapons, expressing sadness at the violence that has continued for more than a month in the African nation. He told pilgrims in St. Peter's Square.
È triste, ma a un mese dallo scoppio delle violenze in Sudan.
He said the situation in Sudan continues to be serious. He said he renews his heartfelt call for weapons to be set aside and calls on the international community to spare no effort so that dialogue prevails. The fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has led to a collapse of order. The rival groups in Sudan signed an agreement late on Saturday for a 7-day ceasefire that is due to take effect starting Monday. Italian authorities say a region in the north will remain on a red alert as more rains are expected to fall in a community where flooding has already claimed 14 lives. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and cell phone service. The rains have caused 24 rivers and tributaries to burst their banks, displacing more than 15,000 people. Climate experts say the floods are the result of extreme weather phenomena that are becoming increasingly frequent around the world. These include prolonged spells of drought punctuated by intense periods of rain that can't be absorbed by the parched ground. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Italy's far-right premier, Giorgia Meloni, has rejected criticism of her government's stance on LGBTQ+ rights, delivered publicly at the G7 summit by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On television Friday, Trudeau told Meloni that Canada is concerned about some of the positions Italy is taking in terms of LGBTQ rights. Maloney looked annoyed and listened in silence. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.